kidding me.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank God for His love. Thank God for blessing me to see this beautiful day. And today I want to wish you all a happy new year. Thank God for blessing us to make it to the year of 2024. And I know some of you are did your affirmation, you probably talked to God, you probably made a covenant with the Lord. Praise God, you're willing to do whatever God command you to do. You want it to be the best year for you. Some of you are really trusting in God, you want to have a better relationship with the Lord. Praise God, you want to have a better communion with the Father. But I thank God for Jesus for blessing us, those who are alive today. I want to wish you a happy, happy new year. And may the new year bring prosperity to you. But most of all, to help you have a closer walk with the Lord. And to embrace His glory. Thank God for Jesus. To embrace His glory. For the glory of the Lord is upon us. His righteousness of His glory. We need to really embrace His glory. To understand His glory. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God that Jesus is on the glory cross. Praise His holy name. Not the old rugged cross no more. He is now on the glory cross. Glorious. Praise God. The radiant of His glory. Embrace every mankind. Man, woman, boy and girl. Bringing forth life through His glory. And I truly thank God for Jesus for being what He is to us today. So thank God. Happy, 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 praise God, of a year that we're going to see this year. We don't know, but God see it all. But He preparing us to look forward, praise God, of the thing that is coming upon this earth. And thank God for the year of that we are looking at. Praise God. But we need to be ready, praise God, to embrace whatever He wants us to confront with. He wants us to embrace His presence. And this morning, I truly thank God for Jesus. I thank God for all that He is to us in this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And thank God for this morning. I'm going to the book of Luke and I'm going to the book of Acts. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Luke by how he had a great experience and having a relationship with the Master. And that is Jesus Christ, of his fellowship with him by walking with him, embracing his teaching. Praise God. To embrace the miracle that he seen before his eyes and being exposed to the glory of the righteous of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But anyway, but I thank God that you are able to hear, to listen to the Word of God. And I thank God for the men and women of God who bringing forth the Word. To the ones who are in darkness, that they will come into the marvelous light. And that light is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So truly I thank God for all that He is to us in this hour. So praise His holy name. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God. In the book of Luke, and I thank God for Jesus Christ, I'm going into the book of Luke, starting at the, thank you, Father. Oh, I give God the glory. The 24th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 32nd verse of Luke, the 24th chapter. And they say one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and say unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they have seen a spirit. And he say unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Now Jesus said, look, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Jesus was showing them that I'm the true Messiah, the one that was crucified. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You know what happened to Jesus? They put him on the cross. They put a nail in his hand and the nails in his feet. So Jesus had holes in his hand from the nail, praise God, and plus his feet. So he was showing the disciples, I'm Jesus, the same one that walked the earth, the same one, praise God, who walked with you and fellowship with you and show you miracles and show you the power of God and show you the understanding to receive the love of God. That same Jesus was showing his disciples, praise God, that he was the same Lord. He still is, praise God, the same Jesus today. And when we see him, he's still going to have that nail print in his hand, the nail print in his feet, and the pierce of the hole in his side. Jesus, the Messiah, praise God, the glory God. Hallelujah. The glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and Savior. He is our Redeemer. And we thank him. We thank him for sacrificing himself for us in the days that we are looking at. And we thank God for Jesus. So Jesus was letting the disciples know, I'm that same Jesus, the same Messiah, Rabbi, teacher, priest. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, the Son of God. Thank God, he will let them know who he is today. And from there, he said, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Look, my hands, my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. He will let them know, praise God, that he's not a spirit. That's why he said, touch me. Touch me. And that's why he laid the disciple know, thank God that the spirit don't have what he have. So the disciple touched him. They saw the nails in his hand, the nails in his feet. Because the spirit can't do that, praise God. But Jesus, the Son of the living God, thank God, he had revealed himself to his disciples of the word that he had spoken while he was on this earth, to let them know that he will be raised in 3 days. Look at the product, praise God. Look at the prophecy that God has spoken, praise God, through his son, Jesus Christ. And then Jesus said, thank God. And I'm going to the 44th verse. But first he said 41. And why they yet believe not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and a honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, praise God, and in the song concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and say unto them, it is written, and doth it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day? Come on. And repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. And behold me, look, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued. Endued means clothed. When you be clothed, praise God, with power from on high. So Jesus will be preparing the disciples to tarry in the city of Jerusalem and to be there, because he's going to do a great work for his disciples. Praise God. See, when Jesus gives us a teaching, praise God, I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, that what he say he's going to do, praise God. And then when they was in the upper room, in Acts the second chapter, it shows the product that Jesus was talking about. They all was in the upper room. Peter, them, the mother of Jesus, they were all in that upper room waiting for the promise that Jesus said in the book of Luke, the 24th chapter. And they all was sitting there patiently on one accord, trusting in the promise of God, waiting for the great move of God, the manifestation of the Son of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that just like us today, we are waiting for the manifestation of the power of God to reign, to saturate with us of that of his glory, to give us what we need in this hour. My brothers and sisters, we got to learn to trust God every step of the way. When Jesus appeared before us with the nails in his hand, in his feet, and the hole in his side, we know that that is the true Messiah who gave his life for the world. He gave his life for us, that we can embrace his glory, to embrace the light of him, to embrace his righteousness, his love, his gentleness, and everything about him. So my brothers and sisters, let's keep our eyes on Jesus in the year that we are in. Let us embrace more of his glory and his presence. Let us embrace the righteousness of him. Let us receive the prophecy that he wants us to have. And I know God's going to do it. So may God bless you and you have a great new year. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Dear Daddy, I missed you.